गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर धारे राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीराबन चारि यमुना राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर धारे यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीराबन चारि यमुना राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य स्तोत्र सचरी शुंशला भय श्रृणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील भोपाल की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य स्तोत्र सचरी शुंशला भक्ति सिद्धांत सचदेव ठाकुर महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन बीबीटी भौंडाचार्य हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नवाचार्य श्रीधर ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंडगिरी गोवर्धन की जय। श्री श्री वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। श्री श्री नवदीप द्वारका धाम की जय। श्री धाम मायापुर धाम की जय। यमुना मई गंगा मई की जय। तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय। साम वेद भक्त वृंद की जय। युग धर्म हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय। अवर लविंग स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर डिवाइन ग्रेस मोस्ट मर्सीफुल सेवियर ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबल बोधि। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबल बोधि। All glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Gaur, all glories to Divine Creation. Excuse me. Om Ajnana Timrandrasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunvitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah श्री चैतन्य मणविष्टम स्थापितम येन भूतले स्वयं रूप गभायमायम ददाति स्वावदान्तिकम् वंदेहम श्री गुरु श्रीयुत पदकमलम् Sri Guram Vaishnavam cha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Pitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Vidamsam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kant Sri Radha Kant Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Sri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Parijabanu Sate Devi Pranamami Hari Bre Vancha Kalpatarvasya Kripa Sindhu Vai Vichavati Jana Vavanembhyo Vaishnave Bhyonu Numa Vanu Sate Devi Pranamami Hari Bre Vancha Kalpatarvasya Kripa Sindhu Vai Vichavati Jana Vavanembhyo Vaishnave Bhyonu Numa Together Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Sahibutle Shrimadhi Bhakti Vidhan Swami Tanani Namaste Sarsuti Deva Gaur Vani Pacharani Nirvishesha Nivadi Pasha Adhidhani Dear devotees, brothers and sisters, first of all, I like to welcome all of you here in the Prabhupada's Western World Headquarter, New Dwarka Dham, Shri Shri Rukmani Dwarka Dish Mandir. So, thank you very much for everything, all the devotees. And I like to specially thank to Subhas Prabhu, Archita Prabhu, Govinda Dutt Prabhu and all the devotees and the book distributors. All of you are keeping it up, working very hard. So, you won't believe me, it doesn't happen anywhere where I am. It happens sometime in India, this new temple. Here last night, I think I slept maybe about 12:30, quarter to one. Then I'm watching my clock. And I think it's about 2:30, something like that. The Rukmani Dwarkaji is so encouraging. Prabhupada is so encouraging here in the Western world that they didn't let me sleep. Just come there. So it's very encouraging. I feel very encouraged here. The day I'm coming here, I feel wonderful and encouraged. Though let's sleep. Other places I have to sleep more, frankly speaking. But here, they're very merciful. So thank you, Rukmani Dwarkadish, Jagannath Baldev, Subhadra Mata, Gaur Nitai, Six Goswamis, whole Guru Parampara, and especially to Srila Prabhupada. And again, thanks to everyone. So before I read the verse of Bhagavatam, I like to read these few shlokas. I like these shlokas and I hope all of you will also like these shlokas. Prabhupada said elsewhere that we have to meet all pure personality of Godhead. To meet all pure personality of Godhead, we have to head towards purity. We have to become pure. Very simple thing. We are pure, Krishna's part and parcel. But due to our contact with Krishna's inferior energy, we have become impure. Lust, anger, greed, envy, very envious of each other, you know, full of, and then lust, anger, greed, envy, aversion, false ego, so many bad qualities. In these verses, what Lord Sri Krishna is saying, I will cite, keeping time factor in mind, Amanitvam, Dambitvam, Ahimsa, Shanti, Rajivam, Acharya, Upasanam, Shaucham, Sthiryam, Atma, Vinigraha, Indriyartheshu vairagyamana ahankare evacha janma mrityu jara vyadi dukkha dosha anudarshanam asaktirena vishvasanga putra dara grihadishu nityam cha samachittitmam ishtanishto papatishu mai chananya yogena bhaktir abhyavicharani vivikta desha sevitmam ratir jan samsiti adhyatam jnanam nityatmam tattva jnanartha darshanam etaj jnanam iti proktam ajnanam yattvanyata. translation. Humility, pridelessness, non-violence, tolerance, simplicity, approaching a bona fide spiritual master, cleanliness, steadiness, self-control, renunciation of the objects of sense gratification, absence of false ego, the perception of the evil of birth, death, old age and disease. Actually, Lord has said here, darshanam means see. Translation in English is perception. This is the evil. Birth, death, old age and disease. Detachment, freedom from entanglement with the children, wife, home and the rest. Even-mindedness amid pleasant and unpleasant events. Constant and unalloyed devotion to me. Aspiring to live in a solitary place. Detachment from the general mass of people. Accepting the importance of self-realization and the philosophical search for the absolute truth. All these I declare to be knowledge. Besides this, what of there may be is ignorance. Said by Lord Sri Krishna. Devotees, we have to acquire these qualities. Though I don't have these qualities, because too much thinking of sense enjoyment, but by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and predecessor Acharyas, I must try very hard. These qualities are there, but they are at the dormant stage. And with the help of Srila Prabhupada and Mother Bhakti, these qualities will again manifest. And we need these qualities before it gets too late. I want to read one here about this. Prabhupada said that violence, this non-violence. Violence, Prabhupada is saying, generally is considered that killing people is violence. Killing is also violence, of course. We should not kill any living entity. Non-violence is generally taken to mean not killing or destroying the body. But actually non-violence means not to put others into distress. This is very important. We must not put any living being into distress. If I do this, I am not non-violent. I am not following this non-violence, I am violent. I am committing violence on others. People in general are trapped by ignorance in the material concept of life. And they perpetually suffer material pains. Perpetually. So, unless one elevates people to spiritual knowledge, someone, Prabhupada is saying, Prabhupada did and we have to do now. Spiritual knowledge, one is practicing violence. He will keep on practicing violence. One should try his best to distribute real knowledge to the people so that they may become enlightened and leave this material entanglement that is non-violence. So Prabhupada stressed here about preaching. We must preach. You know, somebody has to tell. The best preaching is book distribution, which you are doing. And I wish one day there should be about 1,000 book distributors here in LA area. And the whole Los Angeles and California should be invaded by the book distributor, and people should take to these books and be benefited spiritually. So somebody has to tell this, Prabhupada is saying. Thank you very much. Now we come to the verse. Which is the verse written here?
4753.
Canto 4, chapter 7, verse 53. The sacrifice performed by Daksha. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Cheva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiryet. नष्ट प्राय शुभद्रेशु नित्यम भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भक्ति नेष्ट की। प्लीज रिपीट। यथा पुमान न स्वंगेशु शिरा पाने आदिशु क्वचित परक्या पारक्या बुद्धिम कुरुते एवं भूतेषु मत्परा यथा पुमान स्वंगेषु शिरा पानी आदिषु क्वचित परक्या बुद्धिम कुरुते एवं भूतेषु मत्परा यथा पुमान स्वंगेषु शिरा पानी आदिषु क्वचित पारक्या बुद्धिम कुरुते एवं भूतेषु मत्परा यथा पुमान स्वंगेषु शिरा पाने आदिषु क्वचित पारक्या बुद्धिम कुरुते एवं भूतेषु मत्परा। माता जी यथा एज पुमान ए पर्सन ना नॉट स्वंगेशु इन हिज ओन बॉडी शिरा पानी आदिशु बिटवीन द हेड एंड द हैंड्स एंड अदर पार्ट्स ऑफ द बॉडी क्वचित समटाइम्स परक्या बुद्धिम डिफ्रेंशिएशन कुरुते मेक एवं दस भूतेषु अमंग लिविंग एंटिटीज मत्परा माय डिवोटी। ट्रांसलेशन प्लीज रिपीट। ए पर्सन विद एवरेज इंटेलिजेंस does not think that head and other parts of the body to be separate. Similarly, my devotee does not differentiate Vishnu, the all-pervading personality of Godhead, from anything or any living entity. Purported by His Divine Grace, Abhaisra Narvind, Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of Great ISKCON. Whenever there is a disease in any part of the body, the whole body takes care of the ailing part. Similarly, a devotee's oneness is manifested in his compassion for all conditioned souls. Why in the purport Prabhupada is talking like this? Always compassionate. Talking of compassion, talking of preaching. Why? Who can answer this question? Yes? That's a good answer, but I think something else is there. Anybody else? Yes, Mataji? Anybody else? Because he is the greatest Vaishnava. He is very compassionate himself. That's why he is talking of compassion. One won't talk of compassion unless he is compassionate himself. You know, we speak what we are. You know, if inside my heart I have filth inside, I won't speak something good. I may act, I may be like an actor for some time, but then truth will come out. Srila Prabhupada is always talking of compassion and preaching, because he's a very, very compassionate personality. He's very, very compassionate. Actually, I feel he is Lord Nityananda Mahaprabhu's mercy personification. Lord Nityananda was so merciful, so tolerant, so humble, and he tolerated Jigai and Badai and made them devotees. Prabhupada was very special. So, then Prabhupada is saying about this Bhagavad Gita 5:18, Pandita Sam Darshana. The shloka goes like this: Vidyavane sampanne brahmane gavihastane shuni shev shabake cha pandita samadarshana. The humble sage, by virtue of true knowledge, see with equal vision a learned and gentle brahman, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog eater. This what is mentioned in this verse, and Krishna also said in this verse 5:18. So devotees, even elsewhere Prabhupada has mentioned, those who are engaged in the service of Maya, doing all kind of nonsense, a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada sees them, they are also engaged in the service of Krishna. Can anybody answer this question, how it is? Those who are not serving Krishna, pure devotee sees they are also serving Krishna. How is this? Prabhupada actually explained this differently. He said, those who are not Krishna conscious, those who are not devotee, they are serving Maya. Is that right? They are in Maya, serving Maya. But Prabhupada said that Maya is serving Krishna, she is a servant of Krishna. So they are also servant of Krishna. So devotee's vision is so great. You know, Prabhupada has such a transcendental vision. We should not think, you know, this mission, this Hare Krishna mission has just come accidentally up, you know. I met one devotee in India. He did his PhD here in Southern California, long back. And he was in contact with Prabhupada. He was very proud of his, you know, education. A little puffed up person, you know. You can say little or more. And he never took initiation from Prabhupada. He was in contact with Prabhupada. Prabhupada gave him a good position. So when sometime I used to go and sit with him and talk with him. One day he mentioned to me, oh, Prabhupada went to the West when this hippie movement was going on, and he went right at the time, and hippie was frustrated. Then he was able to preach Krishna consciousness. No, it's not like this. No, hippies are the most difficult people to preach. These are totally lost in this material world. And Prabhupada preached them and purified them, changed their habits, freed them from LSD and USD and BD, whatever it is, you know, so many. They were taking SD, what is that, you know. He freed them from those. It was impossible task Prabhupada did this. Impossible. It's not that that hippie movement was there. People speculate because Prabhupada has mentioned in the Nectar of Devotion that it does not matter how much learned one may be materially. He may be a PhD, he may be a FRCS London and this degree, that degree. But if he cannot elevate himself above the mental plane, if he is hovering on the mental plane, then he can only perform some material activities. He cannot go beyond material activities. And Prabhupada is saying, this way he stays contaminated. Materially speaking, he's a very big guy. He may be a president or prime minister of the country. It does not matter. If he hasn't elevated himself above the mental plane, he can only perform some material activities and he's a contaminated person. He's a conditioned person. So people talk so much, but devotees are totally different. So, a devotee has very special vision. He sees souls in everybody. Soul is there in the body of a dog eater. Prabhupada is saying that outcast. Soul is in the body of a dog also. Soul is in the body of an elephant, cow, a Brahmin. His soul is there in everybody. So he sees that soul, he respects that soul. There was one saint in the Maharashtra. Saint Namdev, if I'm not mistaken. It was very advanced saint and Vaishnava. So he was cooking some, you know, making chapatis. And he was making chapati, he was keeping inside. And to show us that how are his devotees, how great they are. They see Krishna everywhere. So then when dog came and took all the chapatis which he was making. And you know what happened? He didn't feel bad. Sant Namdev, what he did, there was a pot of clarified butter, ghee. He picked that pot of a ghee and ran after that dog. He said, I haven't put the ghee on these chapatis. How are you going to eat them? Please wait. Running, chasing after the dog. You know what happened? From that dog, Krishna appeared and Krishna gave him the darshan. So devotees see Krishna everywhere. Even, you know, Shivanand Sen, when dog was accompanying, you know, them to go to the Jagannath Puri, and then this boatman didn't let this dog get into the boat. And Shivanand Sen, if your devotee felt very bad, oh, this dog was so nice, he was coming, and now we don't know where is he. So then, this was to his surprise when he came to see the Supreme Lord, most merciful Lord, Gaurang Mahaprabhu. What he saw, the dog is sitting close to Lord Gauranga. Lord Gauranga is eating the coconut pulp and feeding the dog. A dog is eating that. So he paid his obeisance to the dog, Shivananda Sen. So I'm very sorry, I couldn't take nice care of you. But I'm very pleased to see you here with my Lord. A dog got the mercy of a pure devotee, and Supreme Lord was merciful to that dog. And then this dog left, soul left the dog body, and returned back home back to Godhead. Everybody was surprised. So devotees' vision is very special. Dear devotees, brothers and sisters, we need to become devotee, nothing else. If we can become devotee, then there is great hope the world can be saved. Actually, this movement need to grow like it was growing in the presence of Srila Prabhupada. Movement was spreading in the presence of Srila Prabhupada like a wildfire. Everywhere, in all the nook and corners of the world. This was Prabhupada's potency. All of you are working very hard, very nice, but need to spread more, just like in the presence of Srila Prabhupada. And souls need to be saved all over the world. As I repeatedly say, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, that there is no question of caste, color and creed. All the souls belong to Sri Krishna. Prabhupada was on that plane. He didn't discriminate between any soul. He embraced everyone. Give them the true love. Prabhupada had a love. He gave the true love to everyone. And otherwise, those who are lost in the material world, how they could have been, you know, revived? This is the mercy of a great Vaishnava, a great Mahatma who is sitting in front of you. This was his mercy. He gave his love and affection to those souls and they felt totally different. They were sold out to this soul, sold out to this great Mahatma Vaishnava. And they started working for this great mission. When Prabhupada came here, those days it was so difficult, but Prabhupada's love for all the conditioned souls was so great that conditioned souls were inspired by Srila Prabhupada. They were inspired, and whatever he said in the beginning, of course, Prabhupada has to undergo so many hardships, so many difficulties, so many problems, which especially I cannot even imagine. I cannot even imagine. Whenever sometime I read Prabhupada's Leelamrit, I read Prabhupada's difficulty and hardships, it breaks my heart, you know, breaks my heart. When Srila Prabhupada was in New York in the early days, no place to stay, and one man, he has a bond, big bond, then there was Rome, and he said, you can stay there. So a great Mahatma went there to stay, and then another partner came. He said, who? How you came here? He said, you're other person, get out of here! And evening, night time, no place to Prabhupada, picked up his things and left the place. Can you imagine how much humiliation was there for him? But he never felt humiliated because he was transcendentally situated. So many, when he used to, in the early days in India, because his Guru Maharaj has ordered him to print the books and distribute books, so he will go to this printer, Mr. Jain. And one day he went to Mr. Jain. He hasn't opened his, even this printing, you know what you call, office. Closed, the Prabhupada is waiting. Then Jain came. He saw. He said, Swamiji, come in. You came too early today. And he said, have you printed my those pamphlets? And while talking to this Mr. Jain, Prabhupada got fainted. He became fainted, you know. And then he make him sit down. Then Mr. Jain is looking to Srila Prabhupada. He said, Swamiji, how you came? He said, I came by walking. No money even to pay for rickshaw. Can you imagine? But a pure devotee is working very hard. Then Mr. Jain is saying, his statement is there in the Leelamrita, Swamiji, why are you struggling so hard? You have no money. And did you take breakfast? Prabhupada said, no. No breakfast even. Why are you working so hard? What was Prabhupada's answer? He said, no. This is the wish of my Guru Maharaj. How much he was dedicated to his Gurudev. This is the order of my Guru Maharaj to print and distribute books. In early days, he distributed pamphlets. He went to the tea stalls. People drinking tea, smoking. He preaching that. Himself is doing. It's not that he told us, go and distribute books. Himself, he was doing this job. Struggled very, very hard. Such a great soul is very rare. So, by his mercy, we need his mercy. We should all pray for the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. By his mercy, I have this faith, little faith. By his mercy also faith is there, that if he is kind upon us, he is kind, but I am not ready to take his kindness, his merciful glance, you know. He has given us this little experience in our place in India, you know. People are scared to come here. He says, it's a terrorist area. We don't want to come there in Kashmir. But Prabhupada has just recently made the temple there. And he is attracting now thousands of people every day. Which we even cannot imagine. And I feel, Prabhupada, you are very merciful. And if you bless us, then we can be little instrument in your service. Little instrument in pushing on your this movement. If you are not merciful, like very nicely it is said by Thakur Bhakti Vinod Maharaj, Krishna se tumar. Krishna is yours. Krishna dite paro. If you like, you can give to Krishna to me also. Tomara shakti aache. You have the transcendental power. Amito kangal. I am wretched, fallen. Krishna, Krishna boli, dhai taba pache pache. If you won't give me Krishna, then I cannot have Krishna. Actually, devotees, in another song, Srila Narottam Thakur is saying that Eivar karuna karo vaishnava gosai, patita pavana tuma bina keho nahi. Jahara nikat gele paap dur jaye, iman dayalu prabhu keva kotha paaye. Gangara parash hoile paschate pavan, darshane pavitra karo, ei tumar gun. Tomar hid sada govind vishram, govind kohene mora vaishnava pran. Lord Govinda resides in your heart all the time. And Govinda says that my devotees also reside in my heart. Govinda reside in your heart and you reside in the heart of Govinda. Govinda kahena mora Vaishnava Puran. Govinda says Vaishnavas are also my life. So actually Krishna is the property of his pure devotees. And if they like, actually they like. Why Prabhupada came to the West? Why he took so much trouble of coming here? Because he wanted to give Krishna to everyone. This is the nature of devotees. Devotee, if they get something special, they don't give this up to them. No. Like in the material world, a person knows something, you know, very special or some art, you know. He won't teach anyone. He will keep that up to him. Because he wants to make money. It's a materialism. If he teach someone, then people will go to him, customers will go to him, and he will make the less money. So, spiritual life is different. Pure devotee, when they get something, they share with everyone. Prabhupada tells one very nice story from this Ramanuja Sampradaya. I think it was Ramanuja Acharya, the great Acharya of this Sampradaya. And his Gurudev gave him the Diksha. What was the Diksha? Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. He initiated in the name of Lord Ram. And told Ramanuja Acharya, he said, this is a secret mantra, confidential, and you should not tell this mantra to anyone. Charge yourself. So then Ramanuja Acharya is inquiring from his Gurudev, what will happen by this chanting, Gurudev? He said, you will be benefited spiritually. You will cleanse the mirror of your heart, and you will make spiritual advancement, and eventually you will meet Lord Ram. So, then what happened? This Ramanuja Acharya went. Guru forwarded him. He went to the roof, top of his house, wherever he was, started shouting, calling people, please come. Chant this mantra, Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, telling everyone to chant. The Gurudev came to know. So Gurudev called him and said, I told you not to tell anyone. So Gurudev, I disobeyed you. But you said, by chanting this mantra, people will be benefited. So I thought, everybody should be benefited. Guru embraced him. Prabhupada tells this story. Guru embraced him. Guru was very pleased with him. I said, you are my true disciple. So pure devotee, when they have something transcendental, they don't keep this up to them only, but they share with others. So Prabhupada had this Krishna consciousness. You know, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj tried very much, and Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj's disciple, our uncles and whatever you say, they came to England, to Germany, different places. When they went back, they raised their hand. They said, we cannot preach. It's not possible to preach in the West. They were all failure. But Srila Prabhupada, actually he was born devotee. Srila Prabhupada is born devotee. And when his Gurudev ordered him, he came to the West. He had Krishna conscious. He was able to give everyone. It's not that he manipulated something or did some, you know, word jugglery. No! He was Krishna conscious himself. That's why he embraced everyone. And a black came, oh, please come, very nice. Black fellow, my God, everybody hates me. He's loving me. He sold out to him. Okay, I am from today, I am Muslim. Embrace them. All the Muslims are being hated by others. Okay, I am yours. This was the beauty of Srila Prabhupada. Women came, very nice. Even he blessed the women. They also felt different. Here is a soul to whom we can surrender. We can trust this person. We can trust he will help us. Prabhupada engaged everyone in the service of Krishna. This was the beauty of Srila Prabhupada. This is the beauty of this great mission. So, I am very, very insignificant, you know, in Prabhupada's this great mission. Very insignificant soul. But I pray to Prabhupada that as long as soul is there in this body, I don't know when the soul is going to leave. Many of our God brothers, some elder, younger have left, you know. Before I leave this world, the body leaves, this soul leaves the body, I want this Prabhupada's movement should grow like anything. As it was spreading like wildfire when Prabhupada was here. There was no place to stay in the temple, and even I was told one old devotee, and so many devotees are staying, and everybody is anxious to go to Mangalarti, and a few bathrooms, and one devotee is inside the bathroom, others waiting. If it takes more than 5 minutes, hurry up, get up, get out, I have to go to Mangalarti. He has to hurry up, get out, you know. This way, many devotees take shower. Everybody is anxious, you know, to run here, go to Mangalarti, read books, distribute books, go here. Everybody was crazy, mad after Krishna. This is what is needed. Like Lord Chaitanya was mad after Krishna. Prabhupada was also mad after Krishna. He didn't care for his body. When he was coming here, 2 heart attacks in the, you know, ship. Why didn't think of, oh, I should not go, no, let me go back. When he made some devotees here, he went back to India, again came back. He didn't care for his health. What's happening? No, he didn't care. Krishna is showing us, his devotees are transcendental. It does not matter in which situation they are. So, dear devotees, we also have to become transcendental by Prabhupada's mercy. Only Srila Prabhupada can make us transcendental by his mercy only. If I stay envious of others, if I am lusty, if I am greedy, if I am after money, followers, I want to become a bigger orator, anything material I want, then life is useless. I don't want. By the mercy of Prabhupada, we should all try together. It's not that I only want, I want all of you. We should. It's a team. There should be a very good team of devotees. Wherever they go, people should be impressed, you know. People were impressed by Prabhupada. Wherever Prabhupada will go, he's so glorious, so wonderful, you know. I remember in last days when Srila Prabhupada was in Bombay in the Pandal, and Prabhupada was preaching, and he made Srila Swarup Damodar Maharaj to speak. Srup Damodar Maharaj mentioned to me that I was very nervous. I was not able to speak in front of Prabhupada. Because you speak, he was giving importance to scientists. One Muslim was in the audience, Prabhupada called him, made him sit there on the chair, asked him to speak, and then he was threatened by other Muslims, you come down, we will kill you, why you went there, you know. And it was so beautiful, so wonderful preaching, and Prabhupada is so enthusiastic preaching. And then one minister came, his name was Mr. Page. Maharashtrian minister. I was servant that time, 77, sitting, Prabhupada sitting at Vyasa's, and I'm sitting with a danda next to Prabhupada. So I was noticing Prabhupada's movements. The Page spoke something, that Prabhupada spoke very heavy. He blasted the, you know, these politicians. That Page, you know, he didn't feel comfortable there. The Prabhupada spoke truth, you know. He didn't like this dirty politician, and this Page was, you know, not feeling good, slowly got up and left. This minister left. And Prabhupada didn't feel bad that why this minister left. You know what Prabhupada is saying slowly? I am hearing, actually, Prabhupada said, Page. Page, Bhage. Bhage means he ran away. Page, Bhage, Page, Bhage. So Prabhupada is smiling and he's preaching. You know, this minister couldn't take to, you know, Prabhupada's straight preaching. So, Prabhupada is till the end of his life, Till few days later he left his body. He's preaching, he's translating. So by his mercy, like in the one song that Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya, Karo E Dase Trina Peksha Atihina. So make me little like you, little, maybe little dust of your lotus feet. Prabhupada was ocean. If I can become, we all can become little dust of Prabhupada's lotus feet, then I think our lives are going to be wonderful. And I pray and I humbly request all of you to pray to Srila Prabhupada, please make us enthusiastic as you made us when you were here on this planet. Now you are here in the deity form, non-different from your original form, but you are with Krishna also. So from Golok Vrindavan, shower your blessings upon us so that we become more and more enthusiastic and preach and distribute books, meet people, tell people about Krishna and fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya said, Amar Agya Guru Haiya Taro E Desh. Lord Chaitanya wants everybody to become Guru. All of you become Guru on my order. If somebody say, how I can become Guru? I don't know anything. Jare dekha tare ko ho Krishna upadesh. To whomever you meet, just repeat what Krishna has said. You are fit to be a Guru. Prabhupada used to say, don't give your upadesh. We like to give our upadesh. My upadesh is not good. But Krishna is transcendental. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What of Krishna said, if I will repeat that, then it's wonderful. So Lord Chaitanya's worry is to save the soul. Once Lord Gauranga came to see Haridas Thakur and Srila Haridas Thakur, and Lord Gauranga is not happy. Srila Haridas Thakur said, my Lord, why you are unhappy? He said, Haridas, how the Yavanas are going to be delivered? See, Lord Gauranga is worried about Muslims. Yavana means Muslim. Lecha Yavanas. He mentioned specially Yavanas. Yavanas are Muslims and Malachas are the Christians. Because those who eat cow flesh, drink wine, they comes in the... And it's not that only Christians are the Malachas. Even if Hindus are drinking and eating, Prabhupada has mentioned, they are also Malachas. They cannot claim they are Hindus. Malachas and Yavanas are not a special caste. Those who are eating meat, doesn't matter who they are Malachas and Yavanas. But Lord Chaitanya mentioned about Yavanas, how they are going to be delivered. Then Srila Haridas Thakur said, my Lord, by your mercy. He said, how is Haridas? They say, haram. Haram means condemned. My Lord, Agyat Sukriti, unknowingly they are chanting your name, you are Ram, you are Krishna, and by your mercy they will be delivered. So Lord Chaitanya became very pleased with Haridas Thakur. Jaya 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 Haridas, Jaya 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 Haridas, Na Mera Mahima Jaya Karila Prakash, Na Mera Mahima Jaya Karila Prakash. All glory is all good to Srila Haridas Thakur, who actually glorified the holy name. He actually chanted 22 hours. Lord Gauranga was very, very pleased with his humble behavior and his transcendental personality. So Lord Chaitanya's worry is to deliver everyone. And if I become little instrument, I cannot do anything, but I'm just like a plier. If Srila Prabhupada and Lord Gaur Hari make me instrument in their movement, plier, pick up and you can make use of that. But if flyer is lying itself, cannot do anything. I'm like a plier. If they use me in their service, this will be to my credit. And Lord Gauranga is worried. Same way his devotees also worried. All our predecessor acharyas are worried. Prabhupada is very much worried because he's very, very special Vaishnavas. All the Vaishnavas are special, but Prabhupada is very special because he fulfilled the prophecy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prithi vityatra yatra nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoi vimoranam. So Lord Gaur Hari wants Harinam, chanting, book distribution. People should take this Krishna conscious because this incarnation is very, very special. Devotees are compassionate to every conditioned soul and therefore they are known as aparkya buddhi, because devotees are learned and know that every living entity is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Actually, I don't know, but Prabhupada knew this, because he's a devotee in a true sense. I am devotee, just my name. But here, because devotees are learned and know that every living entity is a part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, they preach Krishna consciousness to everyone so that everyone may be happy. If a particular part of the body is diseased, the whole attention of the body goes to the part. Similarly, devotees care for any person. Very good point Prabhupada is making here. Because everybody is Krishna's part and parcel. And if the one part of body is sick or diseased, the whole body works for that part. So if some people are not following Krishna or not Krishna conscious, we should, devotee at least, we should work very hard to help them. Please, take to this Krishna consciousness. We should work very hard. This is the very, very special point Prabhupada has made. Similarly, devotees care for any person who is forgetful of Krishna. Any person. And therefore, in material consciousness, the equal vision of the devotee is that he works to get all living entities back home, back to Godhead. See? You can feel here Prabhupada's greatness. A pure devotee works to get everyone to go back home, back to Godhead. So I have this pamphlet, some printing mistake is there. Srila Prabhupada says, all conditioned souls are under illusion. Suppose a doctor goes to a patient who is having convulsions and talking nonsense. That does not mean he will refuse to treat him. This is especially for the book distributor. Everybody should become book distributor. This is especially for the BBT producers, BBT manager and everybody. He will refuse to treat him. He treats him as a friend. Although the patient calls him ill names, still he goes him. The medicine, he gives him the medicine. Just like Jesus Christ said, you hate the sin, not the sinner. Not the sinner, this is very nice. Because the sinner is in illusion. He is mad. If you hate him, then how can you deliver him? Therefore, those who are really servants of Krishna, God, they have no hate for anyone. No hate for anyone. Lord Jesus Christ, when he was being crucified, he requested, my Lord, please excuse them. They do not know what they are doing. Haridas Thakur also said same thing. This is the position of the devotee, because they are mad after the materialistic way of thinking. Mad. They cannot be happy. Anyone. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is so nice that there is no question of hating. Everyone is welcome. Please come here. Chant. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Take Krishna Prasadam and hear some philosophy from Bhagavad Gita and try to rectify your conditioned life. Try to rectify your conditioned life. We have to try to rectify our conditioned life. This is the program, Prabhupada said. This is the program. Krishna consciousness, Lord Chaitanya introduced this. Yare dekha tare kaho Krishna Padesh. Whomever you meet, wherever you meet him, simply try to teach him Krishna consciousness. Krishna katha, words from Lord Krishna. You will be happy and they will be happy. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. So thank you very much devotees. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada. So I have these pamphlets. And those who want can come and take one from me. Any question, any comments anybody has? Any question, comments? I think everybody is convinced, huh? Thank you very much. Thank you for your understanding and all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. If you have two, then give to someone. You're welcome. Especially for Rohini Tanya, who distributes so many books. This is for Brazilian sannyasi also. Oh, he's here. This is for...